Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From navigating the recent real-world controversies that have cast a dark cloud over the company, to the handling of various storylines and returning icons, these are just a few of the reasons why 2024 is shaping up to be a massive one for WWE. So with that in mind, I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and I present to you 2024, the year that could make or break WWE. Look, I know we're here to talk about WWE's 2024, but first, I want to talk about 2023 because it was quite the year for WWE. In the wake of former WWE chairman Vince McMahon retiring in disgrace in the summer of 2022, the controversial boss found a way to squeeze his way back into the promotion. Not long after that frustratingly inevitable return, WWE then announced a huge merger with Endeavor, a move that would then lead to the creation of the TKO conglomerate, which now has WWE and the UFC under its banner. It wasn't just a big 12 months behind the scenes either. Triple H also mostly booked his first full year of WWE programming. We're not going to talk about the Raw after WrestleMania 39 again. And the most successful WrestleMania of all time, the building of many a super popular babyface, the telling of numerous compelling long-term stories, and the bringing in of a certain best in the world, all ultimately made 2023 feel like an all-timer for the Fed. All of that excitement and those promising developments look to be setting the stage for a 2024 that would bring even more waves of unprecedented success, right? That may still be true because, you know, WWE have just signed a massive deal with Netflix. They keep breaking all the records and they are right on the verge of an even bigger WrestleMania than last year, if that's somehow possible. But it now does feel like the remainder of the year could also turn out to be a pretty disastrous one for WWE on the back of a number of perplexing and rather disturbing events. The same week the promotion celebrated that aforementioned massive Monday Night Raw Netflix deal, and the return of a great one as a board member for TKO, a shocking lawsuit was made against Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and WWE by Janelle Grant, with McMahon and Laurinaitis being accused of some absolutely horrific acts. The first month of the year hadn't yet finished, and all eyes were well and truly on WWE and TKO, waiting to see what their next move would be. Mixed together some utterly baffling, but perhaps quite inspired booking, the potential for a once satisfying return to completely unravel or electrify, and the general way WWE continues to handle the unsettling aforementioned real-life events, and one thing seems certain. 2024 is shaping up to be the most important year in WWE history, for better or worse. Before we get to that though, and on a slightly more positive note, I want to know right now what's been your favourite moment in wrestling in 2024. You let me know in the comments section down below. Now back to WWE's make or break year. WWE, or more specifically Triple H, fell flat on their face recently when the opportunity to address the aforementioned shocking lawsuit that had been casting a dark cloud over another record-breaking rumble presented itself for the first time. During the post-PLE press conference, Paul Levesque did everything in his power to keep the attention solely on the positives. You know, the $5 billion Netflix deal, breaking all the records, selling out the Rumble, the great one returning as a board member, that kind of stuff. Before openly admitting that he had not found the time to read the aforementioned lawsuit. WWE's chief content officer not going out of his way to read such an important document was Not a good look. Yeah, not a good look at all. And while many didn't really expect him to say too much about the allegations at the time, the few words that he did utter on the matter were disappointing to say the least, with it ultimately feeling like WWE were more concerned with breaking records than the seriousness of this whole Vince situation. Should they continue to handle questions on the lawsuit and the sensitive situation in general in a similar way going forward, and not follow the example set by stars like Kevin Owens and Randy Orton when nudged on the horrific subject, the promotion will likely continue to grab the wrong sort of headlines, and potentially put potential future sponsors and partners off the idea of working with WWE/TKO going forward. Slim Jim were already willing to walk away from advertising on WWE programming on the back of the lawsuit being made public, and only decided to re-enter the Rumble after Vince's second resignation in disgrace. Also, with more stories of past abuse and misconduct within the WWE system seemingly dropping by the week as the most recent Vince scandal rumbles on, it's never been more important for the company to make a real point of showing what lengths they are going to in order to ensure the safety of their employees. Now, Levesque did touch upon it in the presser, it must be said, but just saying they're doing everything possible to make their wrestlers and staff feel safe within the company isn't enough. Clear policies must be put in place for dealing with harassment, misconduct, and abuse in the workplace, and the company must then make it a priority to deal with any and all incidents swiftly and thoroughly in the future. The stories and allegations are consistently heartbreaking and terrible. But there could still be an actual positive to be found in this darkness if WWE and TKO put things in place that ensure this kind of alleged treatment never happens again. Speaking of make or break changes behind the scenes, one of the most important figures in WWE history recently departed the company too. And in the wake of executive producer and chief global television distribution Kevin Dunn's departure, it's safe to say a significant impact for the better has already been felt on WWE programming. After decades of the same old boring camera angles and absolutely soul-crushing graphics, WWE is now chucking out some real sports-feeling visuals each and every week, and I like them. Backstage walking promos and entrances into arenas, epic and fresh match and superstar graphics, and bold shots of the in-ring action are becoming a much-needed norm. Thank goodness. And it is these little on-screen touches that will help the company remain relevant at a time when some folks may actually be on the cusp of losing faith in the product.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Just a quick thank you for clicking on this What Culture video today, you legend. Now go and hit that subscribe button down below for more What Culture in your life. WWE has not felt this hot since the days of beer-drinking rednecks and blokes in silk shirts asking, can you sniff what I am preparing? And a lot of that is down to the consistent and sometimes quite superb work that Triple H has been doing creatively in WWE throughout 2022 and 2023. The game has successfully gotten fans to invest in the stories of Cody Rhodes, Sami Zayn, LA Knight, Rhea Ripley, Bayley, Gunther, Chad Gable, you name them, there's loads. Building a properly stacked roster that folks would quite happily cough up their hard-earned cash for whenever WWE comes to town. As seen in the sellouts of the likes of Raw, SmackDown, live events, and pretty much every single PLE. However, after putting in all that hard work to get over his various heroes and villains of today and tomorrow, the return of that aforementioned Hollywood icon may have just completely undermined all of that hard work. graft. It's clear that WWE stupidly felt that they could actually push pause on the American Nightmare story just so they could give Dwayne the attention that he was clearly looking for heading into WrestleMania XL. But despite people quickly letting WWE know exactly who they really wanted at WrestleMania, a familiar feeling of doubt has once again started to rear its ugly head. After years of part-timers coming in and stealing the spotlight, and not to mention the spots of various fan favorites, it honestly felt like times were finally a-changing with Triple H at the wheel. But the need to squeeze a Rock and even more bloodline drama into Philadelphia has likely just cost hard-working, full-time performers like Bayley, Becky Lynch, Rhea Ripley, and Io Sky a main event spot that they definitely deserve after the year that they've all had. It also would have been a chance to make a little bit more history at a time when WWE could really use a few more positive headlines. Ah, the more things change, eh? Will these new and or returning fans be in that much of a rush to dedicate their time and attention to another long-term story heading into a WrestleMania? If they know the whole thing will likely just get overshadowed by a crossover star when the biggest show of the year comes around? Probably not. And that could have quite the effect on viewership in the coming post-Mania months, when that Johnson just inevitably hits Hollywood once again. However, there's still an argument to be made that the company currently boasts one of the most promising and exhilarating collections of talents of all time. And with a few more bold and strong pushes of young up-and-coming superstars of the future like Tiffany Stratton, Jade Cargill, and Bron Breakker, there is still hope that WWE can take all of that momentum and attention and give those who hopped on the Road to WrestleMania ride a reason to stick around in the months and years that follow. Yep, the future could be seriously bright and rather historic if Triple H is able to maintain his currently quite harmonious locker room. A locker room full of hungry, young, and experienced stars. But the return of another outspoken icon does hold the potential to completely break all that Triple H has built up to now. Look in his eyes, what do you see? The bloke who could potentially destroy WWE. It may have been all smiles and hugs during those first few months of sports entertaining in like a decade, but that was when the road to that long-awaited first ever WrestleMania spot seemed somewhat clear. In the wake of his rather unfortunate triceps injury at the 2024 Royal Rumble, though, a route to the position that he's evidently wanted for his entire career feels decidedly less visible. And if history has taught us one thing about the voice of the voiceless, it's that he's not one to keep his thoughts and feelings to himself when he starts to get a little bit frustrated. How Papa H and the rest of his booking squad handle the punker and his ego going forward is going to be utterly fascinating, and will definitely lead to WWE being on fire for one of two reasons. Keep him engaged and excited by locking him into that feud with Drew McIntyre that could potentially even set the stage for an epic show closing match at WrestleMania 41. At least one of the nights could be closed by it, yeah? And more WWE gold could be on the horizon. Piss him off by shoving him into a program that he feels is beneath him, or by just making promises that they cannot keep, and WWE could have another potential brawl-out disaster on their hands. I love the punker, but would you really put it past him? The deafening cries of CM Punk that continue to blast out whenever the Scottish Warrior takes to the microphone, though, are simply too loud for WWE to ignore in this new era, and it is that willingness to actually give their audience what they want slash demand when they can sense a potential riot coming their way that could keep this WWE is cool again period from peaking early. With potentially more eyes being brought to the product than ever before in the wake of that lucrative Netflix deal and the biggest WrestleMania of all time, it's never been more important for the promotion to adapt and respond to what their consumers are looking for. And any complacency or taking the piss when it comes to the handling of the audience's faves, or the stars of tomorrow looking to step up, like they so often did in the past, may result in those dipping their toes in the quite hot again WWE water, quickly recoiling and just turning to whatever other Zack Snyder offering there is on the streaming service at that time. It takes time to build that trust with the paying public, and WWE have just about done that over the last 18 months after years of Vince McMahon produced tripe. But it would only take a few booking missteps in 2024 to turn a white hot spell into another era of frustrating what could have been's. For all of the ways WWE could make a right old mess of things throughout the rest of the year, though, they do still have a chance to do some good. Some great, in fact. If WWE programming over the last year and a half has taught us anything, it's that Triple H is a far safer pair of creative hands than his awful father-in-law. That alone is a reason for a decent amount of optimism heading into WWE's future. He's not one to chuck out regular doses of completely daring and unexpected television each and every week, admittedly. But WWE in 2024 is a far more logical and even watchable place than it has been for much of the last two decades. And if the game can just keep consistently throwing out easily digestible narratives, involving increasingly popular stars eventually toppling monsters and getting their big moment, and family faction drama inevitably boiling over, those who've strapped into the WWE ride since he took control likely won't have much of a reason to hop off. Breaking more attendance and financial records will definitely be a goal in 2024 for WWE, but even just maintaining the ridiculously high levels that they've set for themselves over the last year or so must be seen as a win on the back of what's been a really turbulent start to the year. Few ever honestly imagined a world where WWE would once again be the place to be. Frequently sell out arenas and stadiums for shows that are not called the Royal Rumble or WrestleMania, and your investment was actually rewarded with regularly satisfying moments. Here we are though, but how WWE goes about dealing with real life controversies, presenting their product to more eyes than ever, and looking after their numerous gifted performers and staff members throughout the rest of 2024 isn't just vitally important, it's make or break. Get it wrong and this organization risks squandering all of the success and attention that they've accrued recently, and properly losing the faith of those who fill their wallets once and for all. Get it right and WWE can take an exciting period and turn it into a future where people can once again be entirely proud to call themselves sports entertainment lovers. Imagine that. Did you enjoy this 2024, the year that could make or break WWE video? Then check out this Why the Road to WrestleMania 40 is so important for AEW on too. It's awesome, baby. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.